Good day. Monday, September 29th. When you get 40 kilometers away from Valencia, in this case it was a little town called Real, and outside it, you get to drive really narrow roads where you can't oversee the traffic. It's not wide enough without compromise to pass someone. So it's really enjoyable driving. But they are generally good enough to not have too many bumps in the road. Made it to the edge of Valencia, and that's where there are about 12-story apartment buildings, condominiums, etc. And that's where I was able to meet up with Scott Peary and his family, which was lots and lots of fun. I know Scott already for, I think, more than 15 years from Seattle, where we met up with real estate as the same interest. And we had been had meetings for many, many years, where people would just talk about real estate and see if they could connect in some ways, and people did. That's so much fun to catch up again and meet the youngest of his family, who was only about a few months old. Together with his wife, who is from Colombia, and they met in Italy, and now they live in Spain. Yeah, that's the way the world works. We were able to walk around and go for a coffee on this snow day. A snow day, because I'm calling it a snow day. It was a day where, because of last year's floods around Valencia, they had basically closed the schools and many other things today. Because last night there was thunder and lightning and rain, and they were expecting heavy rain on this Monday. That was expected a little later in the day, so I was able to meet with them, have a great time, and depart. But the first hour, at least, I was driving in heavy rain. That was not expected. And it turns out, I think, some cars got flooded again. I don't think anybody died this time around. But it's very not so comfortable thing to have to deal with when it shows up. So we're calling that a snow day. Anyway, made my way to Alfaz del Pi, or Pi, which is only about an hour and a half away from Valencia. There, to meet up with Johan Steens, because he is coming along for about a month on this journey. Now, Johan and I go way back until we were in our teens, and spent a lot of time together at that time, and basically didn't stay in touch the whole time, but with some gaps, made contact again, and he showed interest to take part in my journey for at least part of the time. Johan actually ended up meeting his future wife in Greece and moving to Norway, and has spent all his time there since that time, mostly having some part in the supply chain of plastics. That means the ingredients that it takes to make the different plastics. So it was really fun to arrive there. He and Marianne own a little apartment in a big complex in Alfaz del Pi that is basically a home to many retirees from Norway, but also from the Netherlands and from the US and many other places. So they have their own community, have their own activities, and it was really good to arrive there. And the idea was to stay there for two nights so that we could get things sorted out going forth. He had to get acquainted with what was in the car and so many more things. So it was an easy day, a short driving day. Thank you so much for being along. We'll catch you tomorrow.